This is Charles Osgood. We all know, because we've been told over and over, how important it is to eat a balanced diet and that the nutrients in fresh fruits and veggies are essential to good health. Fine, but for me, knowing that and eating as if I knew it are two different things. I'm a meat and potatoes guy and always have been. So I was thrilled to find out that Balance of Nature capsules concentrate 31 different fruits and vegetables with no extracts or fillers and with all those phytonutrients we need to be in top form. Balance of Nature, it's well named. To touch all the bases, what I do is to take a few of the fruit and berry capsules, the red ones in the morning, and the green veggie capsules later in the day. My body and brain never had it so good. With nutrition well balanced as nature intended, no wonder that these days I'm feeling so splendid.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Does anyone know a good social justice warrior? I know I'm offended, but I can't remember why. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
General William Walker, the commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard. Major, thank you for joining us this morning. Can you start out by saying what the current threat level is? Do you have what you need in place to counter it?
Good morning, sir. I do believe we have everything. If I can first say happy holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King, and please allow me to say how proud I am of the almost 25,000 National Guardsmen who have come in from all 50 states and territories to help support the Secret Service and the police departments that with a peaceful transition of military power, with a peaceful transition of military power, with a peaceful transition of military power.
The guy that was on George Stephanopoulos, right, show, said the peaceful transition to military power. That's a really strange phrase. I have to admit, that's weird. I have Uncle Milty and Dr. Pesta on today because it's Monday. Yeah. How are you,
Good.
Uncle Milty?
I'm wondering if he meant that peaceful transition to military power before or after the president declares martial law.
Well, you know what? There's so many different rumors, narratives, everything going on. We are, we've invited Dr. Duke Pesta on, of course. He's our co-host today on Mondays. And I cannot wait to get what he feels, what his point of view is. Dr. Pesta is host of the Dr. Duke Show. The Dr. Duke Show is like no other show out there. You're going to get information you can't get anywhere else on the Dr. Duke Show. Make sure that even after this show on the Kate Daly Show on the Facebook page, you can actually have his show live. It's right there live every single day. Hi, Dr. Duke Pesta. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, okay, this week, very interesting. This week is finally upon us, the inauguration week. And I was watching Katie Hopkins, the journalist, and she was down in D.C. and she was saying, oh, my gosh, she was showing on video the cops everywhere, you know, kind of blocking off, all the streets. And this was over the weekend and you couldn't go down certain streets. I mean, windows were boarded up. It was insane how they were anticipating even days ago that people would be in the streets. There's not a peep. There's no one there. It's like they have the narrative that they have the siege, but there's no siege, okay? Because there'd be no reason for anyone to even be there right now anyway. But they actually had active cop cars with sirens going, blocking off streets. It was very, very strange, and it was a strange sight. And she said, there is no siege here. So a lot of people understand that going there could be a trap because you'd be a domestic terrorist. You'd be labeled as such. But I do want to take a little walk back in history and show what happened 4 years ago, because I think this is interesting. Don't you?
I don't think this, personally, I don't think this is the way that socialism always operates, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always a pending threat to state control that has to be squashed. The fact that that threat never materializes is meaningless, right?
Right.
As we saw over the last 4 years, and I know you're going to go back to an article all the way back to the inauguration of Trump, and we'll let you get to that in just a second. But my comment is that for 4 years, when you had violent protesters who looked you in the eye and told you they were going to be violent, who assaulted police officers, who engaged in arson and looting, and you couldn't even call out the National Guard. And in those rare instances where the National Guard was called out, as cities like Seattle and Portland burned, the cops had to stand there and watch and do nothing, the National Guard. Meanwhile, you fast forward today, and all of a sudden, it's the Democrats who are the party of the police. Nancy Pelosi is holding dinner parties for all of the National Guardsmen who have been reassigned to Washington to protect the Democrats from nobody, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's nobody in the streets. There's all in that short of a time now, because the police are employed by and working for Democrats, the police now are back in business with the Biden administration. Now again, because they're not stupid. The Democrats know. The one thing that hurt them more than anything else was their hatred of the police. Mm-hmm. And now that the police, they can sick the police on non-existing right-wingers, now it's all copacetic again, right? They've got things right back where they want them. And that's how these kind of states always work.
Well, I can't disagree with that. There are some very strange pieces of information. I'll give people that. Very strange pieces. And I said this in a previous local hour because we were talking about this. And I had Joel Skousen on. He's a realist. He looks at data. He analyzes. And of course, when he was analyzing, it looks bad. In fact, people could leave that hour and feel very down and feel very disheartened. The idea isn't to remove hope, but it's that you need information from all sides. You need your analysts, you need your people with hope, you need your God miracles, but you also need the awareness of our awful situation of that we're in right now, the horrific situation that we allowed our country to get into. And I said this during a local hour, so I want people to understand that I mean this for every city listening right now, and all of you that listen in foreign lands. Look around at all the people in power that have been in power in your local city. They have been in power and you have lost liberty and your taxes have gone up for huge, you know, bloated budgets, and all these things have happened. Okay. If you don't clean that mess up and honestly change, absolutely 100% change the way that we do things locally, nothing in Washington matters, because we're not going to change anything in Washington if we don't start changing locally how we feel. I'm going to guarantee you that if you look around, the same 20 people are probably in office that have been there 20 years, no matter what kind of state you live in. And that's where we have to change. This is where the real change needs to take place, because whatever happens in Washington will not change those behaviors unless we voluntarily and willingly change them ourselves. So we have to start looking at candidates and different things differently. Otherwise, we have a good idea, like reading Bastiat the law, having a good idea of what government's supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do. If we don't change that, we don't have a prayer. Nothing in Washington can change that. And the other thing is this. We were looking back at a CNN article. Do you want to go through this just a little bit? The CNN article is totally amazing to me, how they talked about Trump's inauguration.
Yeah, I'm going to let you quote from it, because there's some juicy quotes in it. But basically, this was an article written about this exact same time 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And of course, the streets were filled. The streets were filled not just with Trump supporters, all of whom were behaving peacefully, but women's marchers were there. The Antifa people were there.
Yep.
The Black Lives Matter people were there. And so what was happening 4 years ago already? These were the people on the fringes who were engaging in terrorism. They were the ones who were threatening people, ripping hats off people's heads, making their statements, their bold statements, challenging the streets on the police. And the funny thing is that CNN, in this article you're going to quote from, it portrayed these people who were provoking it, these people who were trying to already undermine the legitimate government on its first day of office, were peaceful, they were happy, they were loving people. You know, there's all those Trump people with their offensive red hats and all of that MAGA garbage.
Well, this is interesting. So they start out CNN, this was 4 years ago. Six police officers were injured and 217 protesters arrested Friday after a morning of peaceful protests. Oh, it sounds peaceful with the six police officers injured and the 217 arrests. Okay. And they said, and coordinated disruptions of Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony gave way to ugly street clashes in downtown Washington. They went on to say that they were only bursts of chaos, not chaos, just bursts of it, and that these were the anti-fascist protesters smashing storefronts and bus stops, hammering out windows of limousines, and launching rocks at police. Okay, then they went on to say that that this was okay. Here we go. Here's the quote. We have been pointing out all along that this is a very isolated incident. This was after one of the people were in critical after a gunshot wound. And by and large, everything's going peacefully, and a lot of folks have come to the city to enjoy this historic day. I can't make this up. They said many of the, you know, they talked about the street protesters, and they just said, we're practicing nonviolence. Now, we realize, right, this article points to a person in the hospital with a gunshot wound in critical. And there were shots fired, police injured, all kinds of looting, robbing, stealing, windows being broken out. But they were never called a domestic terrorist. They never said it was really chaotic. They never said to the amount of violence. They never ever, you know, contributed any statement to the amount of violence. All they said was they quoted the bystanders saying, I think Donald Trump is a fascist. And it's very easy for people, especially people who are in pain, to slip into fascism. Oh, my gosh. So we had an article that basically called it, this I'm quoting from the article, an assortment of pop-up protests. Okay? Pop-up protesting. Not domestic terrorism act. No troops on the scene. No troops.
It wasn't even planned by a central organization. It was just spontaneous.
Yep. And then there was no troops on the ground. Nobody ordered troops to protect Trump. Nobody did anything knowing that these people were coming to town. They told people they were coming to town, and they just called them the anti-Trump protests, with rallies popping up in different places, never always undermining the violence consistently throughout the entire article. It was amazing to read.
Yeah, and you listen to that report there, and you see where you are now. So literally showing up for the inauguration peacefully was an exercise in fascism 4 years ago. Now, using the power of the state and the power of the corporation to deplatform people who disagree with you, mm-hmm. and to seek out to punish anybody who just cast a vote for Donald Trump, mm-hmm. to get people fired for being present at a rally from their jobs, that's not fascism. That's defending against fascism.
Well, and the leader of Disrupt J20 organizer told CNN, and they quoted her, right? We're really trying to set a tone of resistance for the coming years. Donald Trump represents a shift in our politics into a dangerous, harmful, exclusionary direction. We oppose those policies of hate. He hadn't even been in office yet. How did they know what his policies were? How did they know what he was going to do? See? They'd already painted it. They'd already told, we're going to do this. We're going to set the tone for this resistance for years. Jeez. It's kind of amazing.
It just goes back to what I had said. I think this is the truth.
Yeah.
That we no longer have a double standard. Double standard was when there was power on both sides to some degree. There is no power to alter this right now at the federal level. So we no longer, the behavior is the same way. They're the one. The anti-fascists are the ones who are using fascist tactics.
Right.
Right. Donald Trump never did. Donald Trump's followers never did.
Nope.
But now, because there is no double standard, because there is no other way of looking at it, there is a standard. This is what happens when you get from a free country to
not-free
country.
That is so true.
There is no such thing as a double standard.
And they had 1 million to 2 million Trump supporters there. Anyway, it was amazing. I'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Peston when we come back on the Kate Daly Show. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way.
Here. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show. at your service. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta. I've got Uncle Milty, two great people to talk to on a day like today. And this week, very interesting. You know, a lot of people think we have a movie-type ending this week and a showdown, which there are some pieces that can't be denied. I'll admit that. Man, there's some crazy pieces that have gone in. The really strange hirings and firings with just a day left in office for tomorrow, you know, today and tomorrow. And then also just some weird stuff. I mean, just like our opening piece, you know, the peaceful transition to military power. What in the world? It was just strange, okay? Strange way to word it. 25 troops. I think it's more for optics, but 25 troops, a lot of 25,000 troops, a lot of people think that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. And I can certainly understand why people think that, because there are some pieces that can't be, you know, that can't be explained. But I will say this, and welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. The demonization is on. If you show up to a protest, then you are a domestic terrorist. If you don't show up to the protest, then Trump never had real supporters in the nation caves and they agree with the fraudulent election. If you stand up for truth, you're a Trump supporter. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing to do with truth at all. You're just a Trump supporter. If you're a Christian and a conservative, you were only a Trump supporter who is bad, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you say the election was stolen. And if you stay home to avoid the burning and looting, you will be blamed for violence as people are paid to dress like you. And if you want an investigation into fraud, if you want that, you're a hater and you don't believe what you're being told, and you don't believe that COVID is killing everyone because it's not, then you're not brainwashed enough. And if you believe in free speech, you can only say what they believe to be true, right? You can only say what they believe to be true. And you believe in God, you're naive and weak idiot, because they are more powerful than God. And by the way, the elected officials haven't done one thing to change any of that. So when I say that, we were just talking about the hypocrisy of CNN talking about the 2016 election, calling it a peaceful morning, when they had six officers injured and 217 arrests and one in critical. And they just said it was a burst of chaos because people are mad and angry, justifiably so. But were domestic terrorists just for showing up, Uncle Milty?
Well, I think if the Biden administration has its way, they will come up to a solution by actually opening the re-education camps for us.
Which they talk about freely now,
yes,
as if we need them, right?
But if that's okay for them to have a re-education camp for us, why is it not okay for us to try to re-educate them?
Exactly. Go right ahead.
You can do it, but that's what Kate just said, right?
Yeah.
Your every effort to educate them is not good faith. It's propaganda. You are advocating for an evil worldview. They have justice on their side. They have right on their side. They're Democrats. They love. They care. They feel. The rest of you, the rest of us now are just agitators, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I said this at the beginning of the show. It's true. For 4 years, they spent four full years trying to undo a legitimate president. Right. Every lie that came across the transcript, the transom, they believed in. Donald Trump having pee parties with prostitutes. Sure, we'll take the Christopher Steele dossier, right? Which was completely debunked. The fact that his own government, right, the Obama administration, it was using the FBI to spy on Trump during the election. I can give you 60 more examples over the last 4 years of things that they did from the day one to completely transform that legitimate election into an illegitimate one. And now they won, and not without the help of all sorts of dirty tricks, right? You've got thousands of affidavits from people who said, I saw it, I was there, I was a vote counter when this happened. Not one of them has been investigated. And now if you say, right, that there was voter fraud in this election, you are now literally guilty of treason in their mind.
Yep.
You are, and what Milty said is exactly right. It's not enough now to disavow Trump. It's not enough now to hold your head in shame and disappear. If you want to get back, let back into civil society, you're going to have to prove that you learned a lesson. Katie Couric today, right? What can we do to make sure that 70 million Americans never think or act that way again? And if you think or act has anything to do with Donald Trump, you're crazy. Think or act in ways that are Christian, that are conservative, that are constitutional. I hope you recognize this too. We are now at the point where the U.S. Constitution, to cite that as a reason for doing or not doing something, makes you a white supremacist, makes you the enemy of the state. If you're saying that the Constitution restricts Democrat power here or doesn't let Democrats open borders there, you are the one being anti-American. And the corporations will support that. The journalists will support that. Mm-hmm. The schools and colleges will support that. The entertainment industry will support that. And the tech companies, with all of their power to suppress and deplatform, have already demonstrated they are willing to do it. The president of Apple came out the other day and said, of course Parler should be deplatformed. We don't think that's fair speech. That's free speech. And what was he referring to? The fact that Parler let everybody say and speak their mind. The fact that Parler didn't censor certain voices, but let everybody speak. We don't consider that free speech, says the president of Apple Computers.
You know, there's a one problem that's going to catch up with these people, though, and that's reality. And they were talking about it this morning, actually, that Biden's already in trouble because there's already thousands and thousands of people preparing to come up to the border, just like it was before President Trump took office. And Biden has said he's going to help them. And now he realizes it's not just that simple to say, I'm going to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, I see that what you're saying, but I don't think it's a problem for Biden. Once they're here, mm-hmm. then they're our responsibility. He's putting in the show right now. I told him not to come. And then when the crisis, this humanitarian crisis hits, and mm-hmm. we have tens of thousands of new potential voters, of wannabe citizens on the border, mm-hmm. you watch what's going to happen. If you think for one second there's going to be border enhancement, you're going to have people arresting these mm-hmm. people and sending them back,
yeah.
not going to happen. And so, let me give you one more thing that should scare the bejesus out of you.
Okay.
That they've decided in Washington, D.C., now they've decided, now that they didn't tell you this until we reached the point of the inauguration, but they've decided now that when they are allocating money from the census bureaus, right, the census, which is supposed to be only of American citizens, they are taking into account illegal immigrants. So the money will go to places not just based on American citizens as legally it should, but simply who lives there. They've already tipped their hand at what they're going to do. And I think, you know, to say Biden's in trouble or he's got this or that problem, the difference is that 4 years now, you're going to have potentially hundreds of thousands, if not millions of new voters. Immediate amnesty for everybody in here. And you're going to find out it's a lot more than 12 million they're going to grant amnesty to. I'm thinking it's between 30 and 40 million are going to be granted amnesty in the next 4 years.
Yep.
And if that happens, that's what, 20%? Of the American voting population immediately given the right to vote without having to stand in any lines? I mean, what do you think that's going to happen demographically? What is going to happen demographically?
Fundamentally
here?
Change our country, Uncle Milty.
To the point that people will be voting 4 years from now who don't even know or care what happened in this election. They're just voting for the people who are going to give them citizenship and free stuff.
Everything you have just said is what I consider the reason that we just cannot let this happen. We can't let Biden take office. The president has to do everything he can do constitutionally to prevent this from happening and stay in office for another 4 years. Otherwise, we might as well just change the name right away to the Socialist Republic.
Go ahead.
Well, but guys, I mean, you guys have been saying this for a month now that there's something still. I mean, look, I think 4 months ago, 4 weeks ago, there was hope that something could have happened. Not anymore. To me, the last straw that broke the back of I'm going to call it democracy, whatever we've lapsed into, the straw that broke the back of this last remaining clutches of democracy was that false flag event attacking the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. That
was it. I mean, mm-hmm. Donald Trump is not going to do something. And the reality is he's not going to do something in the next 24 hours, and he's not going to keep the presidency. He's handing it over. He mm-hmm. cannot do it. Donald Trump is a whip dog right now. He did not fight. Once the Capitol thing happened, he stopped fighting. He did not try to deny it. He did not go out there and try to rally the troops. He just surrendered, in part because he himself had been banned from all social networks.
Mm-hmm.
And the mainstream media was. I guarantee you, if he did an emergency State of the Union address right after that Capitol Hill attack, even Fox News wouldn't have put it on. They would not have given it the airtime. No way.
You're right.
And so, yeah.
But I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm saying it should happen.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I think I can see it happen. Yeah.
I think
I think the changing of tactics is going to be the most interesting part of what we do next, because right now we're playing on their chessboard, and right now we're playing into their hands. When you control the media and the messaging and the propaganda, they can turn whatever we do into whatever they want. And it's kind of like understanding all of a sudden, when you're in this game, do you just walk off the field? Do you disengage? Do you stop being part of their process, giving them your eyeballs to their news messaging? All of those things.
Unfortunately, because they control all the media and all the access to power, you certainly don't believe that we've seen the last of the deplatforming of conservative media. That's going to keep going on. So if you are one of the brave conservative outlets who pushes these notions, you're just going to vanish. And here's the I don't know if you remember this, Kate, but I am on record a lot of places 4 years ago saying the following. I said this. I've got it in writing. My big concern about the Donald Trump victory 4 years ago was that this now is the new normal. That Donald Trump, who has all his life been a Democrat, who has never been much of a social conservative, who doesn't understand, because of his extreme wealth, what needs to be done at the grass level to transform this country, that he will be seen as the farthest right the country could go. And here we are. Tell me where you go from here. Tell me where you go from here. I mean, you know, they made a mistake. They made a mistake. They got complacent 4 years ago. Hillary was lazy. They thought they had it in the bag. The tech companies did work their magic then, but not to the degree that they should have. They vowed it would never – they told you it would never happen again. They vowed 4 years ago to fix it. They fixed it. This election was skillfully gamed in such a way, at such a scale, that with you keep being told, right, unless you can prove wide-scale – voter fraud, we're not interested. Well, you can't prove wide scale until you start investigating the points of entry, which they wouldn't investigate.
Right.
Do you reasonably think 4 years of absolute control from these people with an emboldened, not a chastened media, a media who's getting away with censorship and deplatforming, a media, a tech corporation, Silicon Valley, who's being applauded by all the people in high places for what they've done, and they're being told you haven't gone far enough. There is not a single voice of restraint in any powerful place to slow this down. The ship has sailed.
The question is,
maybe after the break, now what then?
Okay.
If that's true, now what?
Okay, let's address that after the break. And then also the Pennsylvania lieutenant governor saying election was stolen is not protected speech. Wow.
Can't even say it.
Yeah. So we're going to come. We're going to come right back. Let's address this. This is the big elephant in the room, because did Donald Trump go rogue? I actually think he did. I actually think that's why they want to get rid of him so badly and then decimate him so badly. But let's talk about this when we get back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. We'll take your calls too. 888-673-1450.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Do you hear the people sing from Les Mis? Is a very, very intriguing song, is it not? And we look back at how many times in history we have felt the oppression of government. I welcome you back. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta. I've got Uncle Milty with me on a Monday, and a Monday of a very interesting week, as the fraudulent election puts Biden into a virtual inauguration for the first time. This will be very strange. And a wild week at that. I also want to say, get over to Balance of Nature. These are the guys that put out a product that are just totally amazing. When I did my research on what product to take, because I knew I had to have a food supplement, because our food supply isn't cutting it, I went and looked at Balance of Nature and did all the research and homework for a long time before I ever ordered it. And I'm telling you that this is the real deal. Balance of Nature is an amazing food supplement, and everything in it is clean. It is amazing, and it will do your body good. Make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature every single day. This is a food supplement easy to take, and when you go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. Take advantage of this deal. Put in the code Kate and order it and try it out. You can even just try it out and see if it, how different it makes you feel. Okay, let's take a couple of callers, shall we? Let's take a couple of callers on this. Phones are lighting up. And you're on with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty and myself. Go right ahead, caller. Okay. All right, here we go. Go ahead. Oops. Go ahead, caller. You're on. You're live.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good,
I just
how are
want
you?
To say your show is so amazing. It's like the best show I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
I cannot believe what I hear when I listen to your show. It's that incredible. And I'd just like to point out how isn't January 6th a lot like the night of the broken glass, but it's more like the day of the broken glass?
Yep.
Interesting. Thank you. Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome.
And thank you for the nice words as well. Really appreciate that. Dr. Pesta, where do we fall, Dr. Duke? This situation, you know, I was reminding people that the communist train is not coming in to the depot on Wednesday. It has been here for a very long time. And now it's just not disguising itself anymore. It doesn't have to.
And it's not possible now to get off and walk back because we're too far into this. Mm-hmm. My view is that all you can do is, I've said this, this should be the point of our last 10 minutes here, 15 minutes. What now? And I've said this before. Do what you can in your local communities, right? This is top down, right? It's already oozing into states and communities, but you can do the best you can to make sure in your community, in your town, and your family that you're doing what you can do. You should build up supplies. You should prepare yourself. If you're crazy if you don't have some guns in the house to protect your family right now. You're crazy. While you can still get guns, get them. Get gun training. I mean, they've rigged a system now where the more we protest, the more we take action, the more we write and say in March, the more we prove their point. They're going to have to implode. They've got to implode on their own. I say let them be. Let them do it. Let them take – I mean, fight where you can on the local level, but – Don't bother with it. Let them cave. They're either going to succeed wildly. Everyone's going to love it, and it's over anyway. Or they're going to make mistake after mistake. And I think that's the possibility. The more don't set yourself up mm-hmm. as the foil they can blame everything on. Don't let them have the avenue to say, this would have worked if it weren't for you nasty conservatives. Let them have their victory. Shore up your local communities as much as you can. And let's see if the American people really like socialism when there is no one challenging it. They won't.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point then, maybe people will wake up. But stop giving them the foil. Stop giving them the
right.
The creature from the Black Lagoon that they can blame. Time to pull back, start working on our own server farms, try to resurrect our own resurrect social media that is not based on Amazon or Apple or Google. Maybe we should be spending our time doing that, looking to our own houses. Let them – we can't stop them. Let them govern.
Okay.
Let them do it. And then if there's no way they can blame us, no, we're not going to – you're not going to see it like this inauguration. No marching in the streets, none of it. At some point – they will have nobody else to blame.
You know, the only thing I feel about that, in many ways I agree, but the problem for me is it almost looks like what you're saying is inevitable. So why let it go that far? Let's stop it now.
Okay. How?
How? That's
well,
the big question.
Well, there is a way. Nobody uh-huh. wants to do it. But if the president was willing...
If there's a way to do it and no one will do it and Trump won't do it, then there's no way. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, hope, a lot of us have been holding against hope that something would be done. But it's clear now that it's not going to. In fact, mm-hmm. if Trump were to try it right now, that would fit into their plans much better than that fake Capitol Hill attack. If Donald Trump were at this week, the weakest moment of the last 4 years for him, the most neutered he's been since he became president, if he were now at the 11th hour to try something, that would be
okay.
a gift from God to them. They would
yeah.
love that.
We're leaving out one factor in my mind, and that's the fact that if all 75 to 80 million Trump supporters stood up in support, he could do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And here's
That support would have to get awfully violent awfully quick.
Well, here's another observation, too, and the observation being the fact that, look, I'll go there in a second. I will go there in a second. Let's just take some callers real quick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Make it quick. There you go.
I will. Years ago, I used to work for the Department of the Army Intelligence Community as both an officer and then later as a civilian working for them.
Uh-huh.
And when we go on a mission, we always had a cover story. And even when we did experiments, we had a cover story. And only the people who really had a need to know would be included. So if anybody believes that Trump has something up his sleeve, which I'm hoping for and praying for, he's not going to let us know. He's not going to get out there and say, well, tomorrow or whatever, I'm going to do this. So I haven't given up hope yet. And we don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But all I'm saying is that if he does have something, because in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of traitors come out of the woodwork.
To kind of show themselves.
With his own group, his own crew, a lot of people turn out to be traitors.
Right.
So now he should know who he can trust.
Okay.
And I'm hoping and praying for the best.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you for that. And let's take another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Make it quick.
Oh, hey, Katie.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Dr. Pesta, you are inarguably brilliant. We have to support. I'm in the USA.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I support the USA.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dealing with the USA right now. I mean, what you see happening is not America.
No.
And my concern is that what is America, what you and I love, sir, has been superseded now by people with a nasty agenda. I support the United States. I'm trying to find the best way to support it. And it seems to me they've created a perfect situation where the more we raise hell and the more we fight them, the more we prove the problem.
Well,
and again, I ask you, who is, name one conservative source that has any power to fight them, that can't be censored or deplatformed tomorrow if we get too loud or too correct.
When,
if we get too close to the truth, what forum do we have to even stay on the air?
Yeah. So when I was talking to Harald Zieger, who escaped East Germany, and when East Germany was taken over, they were under the same situation. That their oppressive government, there was no way to maneuver within this oppressive government, kind of like what you just said. And so what they started doing was silently getting together, silently having what they called prayer groups, right, under the title of prayer group, in their homes, no more than 10 people. Then they started making sure that those groups kind of sprung into groups of 100, but they didn't really show themselves out in the protest mobile, if you will, out in the public, walking around the churches until they were about 5,000, until they were a little bit more mass in number that they could actually have some play, right? That 5,000 turned into groups of 30,000 overnight, because then people realized that the police were not going to shoot at the people because there was too many of them. The two things the deep state's very, very afraid of are sovereign nations and, of course, mass population of people. Okay, so we have that. We know their weaknesses, and we've seen it all through history. That's why I played Les Miserables, because I wanted to kind of showcase the deep state's been alive for so long. I mean, since the dawn of time, we know this. We know who controls them, and then also we've been up against the same battles as oppressed peoples. But we have the rise and fall of man, not just the fall of man. If there was, we wouldn't have a rise and fall if they were that all powerful. They do have weaknesses. There are ways to penetrate that. Yep. I just want to do it a lot faster than 40 years that East Germany took. I want to have that prevail a lot faster. But this is more like a silent revolution, I think, that we need to go into and stop playing their game. We played their game.
I don't think that's very far from what I said. Let them expose themselves.
Yep.
If we start trying to have violent rallies and we start, trying to do the kind of things they did for the last 4 years, it's going to backfire.
Yep.
You've got to You've got to shore up everything else you can. That's why I keep saying shore up your localities, right?
I agree.
Don't give up the fight. But the only thing that's going to expose them now is their own overreach. And can I make a plug real quick?
Yeah.
You want to join an organization that for 50, 60 years has been trying to fight this battle? Join the John Birch Society.
Yes. Amen.
This is exactly what they have been maligned for, lied about for 60 years, because they are effective. And quite frankly, the one of the pieces of advice from the John Birch Society this week, don't get involved in protests.
Yep.
Because those protests are calculated to prove their point. Find, what does the JBS do? They organize. Mm-hmm. They organize, they lobby Congress, they have a built-in network to on the ground change hearts and minds. Forget tea parties, they come and they go. This society has done it. Take a minute and go to the John Birch website. They are an organization that can do exactly what you just said, Kate. Begin to fight this on the ground, to begin to mobilize on the ground, all the while let the overt socialists expose themselves. They will. They always do.
All right,
taking everything is not enough. They'll take even more. Watch what they do. Watch the overreach that's coming down the road.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Let's take another phone call real quick. Make it quick, caller. Go right ahead. 30 seconds.
Yes, m'lady. 10 seconds was not enough.
Okay.
I needed to make my case.
Okay.
And Dr. Pesta is right. You have to do it from the local level, from the ground up. You have to do it. And we have to defend our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he knows that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it is. It's defending your country. We just have to change tactics. Don't play into their tactics. They want us to. They're all dressed up for a party of the siege that no one's going to right now. Let them look like fools. 25,000 troops on the ground? Are we kidding? I mean, come on.
There are more of us than they are more of them right now, even as we speak. That's why their big focus is not letting us talk, not letting us talk to each other, not letting us be platformed. We've got he's exactly right.
Yes.
The thing that scares them the most is that we organize. So
yes.
Organize.
Yes.
You don't need their permission, and everything they do is going to be to try to squelch that.
I agree, and guess what? Rush was right on this one point. They've never rolled tape of Trump's speech to incite a riot because there was never a tape that where he said that.
That's exactly right. They would be rolling tape
24/7 if he actually was inciting violence. So all this is conjured up. All of this is a theatrical play. That's what it looks like. It's like a big stage, and we're looking at a big stage. And like I said, too, with Washington the way it is, it doesn't even matter at this point because the package is so bad what bow you put on that package. Whoever sits in that presidential seat is not going to solve all the problems we have in our judicial system that just ignored the fraud, the Republicans and the Democrats who ignored the fraud, and also the terrible out of control $1 trillion spending habits, all the stuff they're doing. It's not going to stop any of that, just like it hasn't stopped any of that in the last 4 years.
My last comment, if we're going to have this new awakening and this new organization on the ground, a lot of us, you're just going to have to be comfortable walking away from the Republican Party. They are not your friends.
Yeah.
I agree with you on this. And I think more people becoming independent, and I think kind of taking the power out of the parties, And the ones that love parties are cringing when I say that. They don't want the party structure to go down, but they put all their faith in that party structure.
Yep.
Look where the party structures have led us. They are corrupt organizations, and they get their yes men. And this is why we have so many bought and sold governors, and they're not all like South Dakota, is because we have a system put in place where the party puts in the governors, and that was an important piece of it.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. The party elects them.
Yep, and so we've got to get away from these parties and take their power. Dr. Duke Pesta, you're amazing.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
And go to the Dr. Duke Show. It plays right after this show, live, right on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
You bet.
Bye. Bye. God bless.
And Martin Luther King's birthday celebrated today. If you're not working, good for you today. I had a day off. We didn't, but if you did, wonderful. And we'll talk. There's a couple things I want to bring up in the next hour, and we'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. Be right back.